Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yo, it's reality gays. And we are here. This is one of our May.
What are you calling it?
Ménage à trois.
This is actually a ménage à trois because
this is an actual
because we only have one person, so it's a three way.
We kind of fucked that up. We recorded one last night, and it was a four way. But always better. Nothing's wrong with a foursome.
Don't mind it.
But y'all, we're happy to have one of our oldest. She's not the oldest, but one of our. We go back a while in Los Angeles. And kind of from a comedy scene, and we just did a guest star on her fantastic beauty, style slash wellness slash wonderful self-affirmation podcast called Natch Butte. It is the one, the only Jackie Johnson.
Hi.
The very pregnant Jackie Johnson at the time.
Yeah, that is true. 8 months, hon.
Woo!
Yes. He's been kicking this whole time, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Are we making
our voices are very soothing.
Are we making your unborn child gay?
Be fine with me.
You'd be great.
Well, I only want one kid.
Oh,
and
okay.
I wanted a girl, obviously.
Yeah.
Does the world need another white man? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
No. So when I found out it was a boy, I sobbed. Days.
Aww.
I sobbed for days, but I'm okay now. I'm happy now. I'm fine with it, and I'll tell that to his damn face because it's healthy to address these things.
I'm
happy now.
Yes.
I'm expressing gratitude now.
There
everything's
you go.
Great, but initially.
I have a friend who's, I don't know if you know her, my friend Dawn, who's a beauty influencer, but she wanted a girl, and she's like, cannot imagine being anything but a boy mom.
Yeah. So it's fabulous.
You also won't completely destroy her self-esteem.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I watched Euphoria and I said, thank God I'm having a girl.
That mom who's like Sydney Sweeney's mom is like,
yeah, I love her.
Girl. She's my favorite.
She was on Legally Blonde.
Yes. She's
great
she's
character actress.
A friend of mine's who's an actor, like she's like his best friend.
Yes.
And she's like, this is her best job ever.
100%.
And she's leaning in.
It's incredible. Yeah. Perfect casting.
She's always got a
and
glass
McSteamy.
Of wine.
And McSteamy. Have y'all watched?
Yes.
I know this is a reality show.
We talk about
scripted. McSteamy's character, honey.
And we saw, it was prosthetic, but he was like eating a guy's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty graphic, that show.
You haven't seen Euphoria.
No, but I've seen like all the people send me the gay stuff. So, but he was rimming a plastic butt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a plastic butt.
You have to start somewhere.
I want realism. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
HBO Max, though. I don't know.
If I was that actor, I would say, you know what? I'm going to take one for the team, and I will let McSteamy eat my butthole.
He did actually do it correctly because he clefted one side to the other, mm-hmm. and there was a sitting on the face.
Okay.
So he did do, I think, research to learn
That's good. Did y'all watch White Lotus?
Yes.
Because I heard critiques that the ass eating scene was not properly aligned.
That was
it
rimming.
Didn't look good.
It was like third rate rimming,
right?
Because his tongue was a little far, and that's a gay actor. But I think he was worried about the straight actor.
Right. He wanted to make
it was
comfortable.
The rimmy,
right?
Yeah, being comfortable.
Is that the actual term,
rimmy?
I just made it up, but it makes sense to me.
I'm
rimmer.
An actor, and I'm fine with it. I'll use a good butt scrub before, and you know, maybe pop a mitten there.
There you go.
Help
oh,
him
a little
out.
Surprise.
Yeah.
A
little dentine.
There you go. I appreciate that.
A little essential oil never just
why not?
Goes
a
long
think
way.
They make dentine. Okay, y'all. I just want to say, we were on Natch Butte. We did record the episode before. First of all, Jackie's way more organized than us.
I know.
We were very impressed.
We're here in her studio.
I run my soundboard myself. I could give y'all the app. It's pretty easy.
You're incredible.
And honestly, we were in my house where, like, I've got, like, bills piled up.
Exactly.
Oh, I have them all. I shoved them in the closet.
Good
Don't
you.
Worry. Yeah.
Good for you. But I have to say, so we went on your podcast, and we both kind of had – we're not going to tell you what it is. Teaser, you got to go – But
Natch
Poodle
Butte,
and I both,
y'all, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we both, I want to just say, we both, Jake and I both kind of had a, oh shit, aha moment. We've never thought about ourselves in this way when it comes to beauty. I'm not going to say what it is, y'all.
Yeah.
But literally,
just listen.
Kind of like 20 years from now, I'm going to look back and remember that moment. Like, that was a big moment.
And we got Jake to cream his neck.
And I'm going to start
that
creaming
could
my
your
neck.
Life, yeah.
Yeah.
With cream, like from a jar, Jake.
With cream.
That's actually not semen.
Yeah.
You know.
So we know you from comedy and like literally.
I was literally 22.
Yeah. I was, I think, like 20.
Peggy
Young. I'm only a few years younger than
y'all.
Young
no.
Peggy Sawyer from
You're a Texas,
from Texas
girl.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So, but tell everybody about like Natch Butte and just Natch Butte and why like the genesis of that for you.
Well, I would like to think that I was kind of the first beauty influencer among the alt comedy scene in LA. And that is fact. Y'all can look
true.
It up.
Yeah.
I got a gel manicure. I was the first gel mani to ever hit Upright Citizens Brigade. Fact.
Fact.
Because I went home to Dallas and I got me a gel mani. This was 2009.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, this was.
And now they're the rule.
Of course. Now there's no other nail, really.
Yeah.
Well, now we have Gel X and we have hard gel.
Powder and all
mean,
that.
You know, but we got the dip.
The dip.
We got that dip going. But so I've just always been really into beauty. I think it stems from the pageants and my mother being a Southern mom. And and when I was in my sorority house in Austin, there would be a line out my room. Can you do my eyelashes, my false eyelashes? Like, because that's a gift.
It's I can't do
if
them.
If your mojo's off, that lash ain't going on, honey.
No.
You know? So I would have a line out the whole door, and I would just put everyone's lashes on. And I just thought this was normal. But then I got out here, and everyone was starting podcasts, and everyone was having these, like, oh, we're so funny conversations. Like, and I said, we need more of a niche. We need more of a theme. And I thought, why not bring beauty and comedy together?
I love it.
Because the beauty world, a lot of us feel so left out from it because we don't see ourselves reflected in it. Everyone looks so perfect all the time. And everyone knows how to do makeup. I don't fucking know how to do makeup. You know, I had to learn and I've been learning. And so that was the whole concept of Natch Butte. It was just, let's get two funny people in a room and just shoot the shit about beauty, self-care, skincare, what makes us feel beautiful. And that's what it's become.
And you've been, how long now?
5 years.
And
wow.
And that's so incredible because
300 episodes.
Wow.
But I just love that when we were just doing this, I said, we're treating this subject, beauty, which is normally thought of as we have so many conversations that are serious around it, and everyone wants to say, this is pretty, this is not, have you seen this? This is also amazing. But it's just when you take it either in a self-deprecating way and you're looking at it through the lens of humor, then things, and both of us felt so much more comfortable talking about it. Like, I know little to nothing about that.
You know, but more than you think.
But I think we all do. I learned a lot just sitting there, and because it felt open to me, because otherwise it feels, for someone like me who doesn't know a lot about makeup and beauty, it feels really intimidating.
Right.
And as soon as you can be funny.
It's designed that way. Think about it, like when I did work at Clinique, they put us in doctor's coats.
Yes.
So they wanted us.
So people would trust you.
Yeah. I took those and I ended up bedazzling them, and Jake and I would use
them in
cabaret.
And we wore them in our cabaret show.
They do that on purpose. So then you feel like you have to listen to whatever they say.
I mean, look at Kiehl's. They have like a whole science lab set up in there.
And
they're all wearing goggles and shit.
I believe them.
Yeah, of course.
So, and that's why we wanted to do this collab, because we have so many listeners that anytime I just like briefly mention makeup or beauty,
they want to know everything.
They come at me, and I'm kind of tiptoed. I'm not even in as other people. So that's why we thought this would be a great conversation today. So we're going to talk more kind of like a little bit about the death of beauty. But first, we're going to just jump into the shit show.
Yes.
So, right? You guys, one of the reasons we had Jackie on for a couple reasons, mostly because the shows that we watch, and a lot of them, there are some beauty issues going on, maybe questionable. Maybe so we're going to talk about some today that Jackie thinks that maybe they work. Maybe she thinks look good. But we also want to talk about something where we have either unrealistic beauty standards on television And we don't like to go in and say, this is all surgery or this is all this, but let's just bring it up. Let's just call the elephant in the room, the surgical elephant in the room. Let's talk about Selling Sunset.
Okay.
And just a little bit of how we've commented, there, all the women's faces sometimes do look the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
They definitely all go to the same person.
They
which
do.
We love a referral.
Yes.
They do. Yeah. Good work is good work,
you
and
look
it's
like
hard
sisters.
To find. Yes. It's absolutely fascinating to me when human beings' faces don't move at all.
It's true.
And it's all become normalized.
Yeah.
Because now we just don't see people's faces
right.
move anymore. But it's really insane that they're having these emphatic conversations where they're really talking and yelling and literally not one movement
yeah.
on
and,
the face.
And
at
they're
all.
Wanting to have children. So yeah. how is your baby going to learn social cues
yeah.
if you're mimicking
if
to your child? That's mirroring.
Here's like, what I'll say as an 8-month pregnant woman. So I have been getting light Botox and I've had lip filler a few times as well. I'm 37. So, you know, I've earned my keep. But when you get pregnant, you can't.
Yeah.
So I actually had an appointment in September to get my lips redone because it had been over a year and to get some Bobo. And then I got pregnant and I couldn't get it.
Ugh.
So I'm like, I have to go.
Oh,
I basically have to go 2 years. I'm going to fall apart. I'm
it's
worried
be
about
death
it.
Becomes
because
her.
You have but the baby and then if you probably decide
I
want to
breastfeed for
yeah.
a year is my goal.
Is your goal. So and if you can't, that's okay.
And if I can't,
okay.
I can't,
yeah.
but hopefully I will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of work and prep and lactation
yeah.
consultants and all this stuff.
Great.
But yeah, a year. I can't get my lips done for another year. Are you kidding
that's
me?
That's a long time.
Yeah. So
a long time.
Maybe if these women do have babies, like how is Christine? Maybe Christine's not breastfeeding.
How is Chriselle?
There's no Chriselle. Way. There's I can't believe she does talk about. Maybe she did for like a week. I think on
yeah.
the show.
There is rumors. A lot of people think that she actually had a surrogate and she faked
right.
her pregnancy.
Right.
And
I wouldn't put it.
The
past
internet
her.
Went so crazy. We're saying no. She's definitely pregnant here. She's working out, and you
yeah.
can definitely tell. I don't know either
you know,
way. But
I know the tea just from being the hired help. As we were discussing
yes.
on the interview, we've all had 20 different jobs. I used to be a celebrity dog walker.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
For 5
that.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's just say the surrogate racket in this town is lucrative.
Really?
Honey, there's been a lot of fake pregnancies.
So you think a lot of celebrities have done
oh,
that?
Oh, are you joking?
Wow.
I can imagine.
So many?
Just
so
call
many.
Magda. She'll
which,
have your baby
which,
for
honey,
you.
To me.
You still have to do IVF, though. So it's not.
Right.
It's still invasive.
That, to me, that's where I'd. But maybe it's just because I'm a man and I'm not looking at the pressure. Because the pressure of women with child rearing.
Yes.
Like, if you want to know what the pressure is, just join a mom's group in Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
you'll,
Jesus.
You'll be out of that shit in
yeah.
5 minutes. Because they're, it's such a big deal. Because to me, I think. What's a big deal if you have a surrogate? Like,
right.
It doesn't
well,
make you less of a mother.
Too.
Yeah.
There's plenty of, there's medical reasons
yeah.
for it. There's, I know lots of people who have done it for all kinds of reasons.
Right.
Yeah. Who? I don't
yeah.
care, but I guess a lot of other maybe women feel pressure.
I will never judge another woman again after even just being pregnant for 8 months. I will never judge another woman again about any choice she makes with her body, her child, her pregnancy or anything because
what,
this shit is crazy.
Besides, this is KDD, but I think people would be interested. So what are things that you've done differently with your beauty regimen being pregnant?
Because oh, so
you
much.
Have to consider.
Well, I loved a good retinol. You know, I loved all that harsh shit and I haven't been able to use any of it.
Okay.
I'm basically using beet juice and like rose water.
Really?
I can't use anything
rose
anymore.
Water has been around for
yes.
so long.
What are
nice.
You putting like on your stomach? And
all kinds
like,
of shit.
Okay.
So I'm lucky so far, no stretch marks.
Okay.
But that is 100% just hereditary and hormones. I don't think there's a magical cream or lotion or oil. And if anybody tells you differently, they're just trying to get you to buy something.
Right.
I think so too.
It's just either you're going to get them or you're not.
Uh-huh.
But I do rub. I do all kinds of different shit. Have y'all heard of Source Vital Apothecary?
Yes.
They're a Houston brand. So
yes.
we love a Texas brand. They have this, it's in my bathroom right now, this body cream that I've been really oiling up with that.
Oh.
And then I do the
just
Osea.
Just lubing yourself up.
Honey, we oil up that belly. I mean, look, no, look, I'll
woo!
Show you.
Wow.
It's
y'all
real.
Look at her
this
belly.
This is real,
that's
honey.
A it's a real pregnancy.
Honey,
this
is no
not
surrogate.
A surrogate.
No.
Christine Quinn, eat your heart out.
I'm so
did
jealous.
She ever do
I
a bikini pic?
She no. did not.
Mm,
she
interesting, hun.
I wish I could carry a
she,
baby.
They,
I'm one of those
they,
men.
They,
I do.
They are saying that she might have worn a,
you know.
Yeah. But I want to just ask, as far as like the beauty standards in reality TV, and let's take Selling Sunset as an example.
Yes. They're extreme.
It's so what would you classify just the makeup and the cosmetics in general?
Yeah.
Well, who do you think looks good? Who do you think maybe should pull off?
I think that the televisions have been the curse.
Yep, HD.
My TV, I have an OLED 65-inch 8K or whatever, something insane. Yeah. I can see powder on top of pores.
Yep.
Yeah.
We were talking about on Attribute, like a silicone primer. I can see your silicone primer. I can see your makeup and your fucking powder over your pores on my TV. Like, so I think that that has also really helped the beauty standards just shoot up to an extreme, because people don't want to look bad on TV, and there's no way to not, basically.
Right. If I'm on a reality show, if I can, I want to, we're filming non-film.
Yes.
We have to.
Well, look at Drag Race. Everyone looks incredible on Drag Race. I want to hire that person.
I want to be the Drag Race season one filter.
Yes.
Yes.
The actual Vaseline on the filter.
Me too. Yeah. So on Selling Sunset, you know, these women, they create such a vibe with their whole style. Every hair is perfect. Every shoe, everything. And honestly, I respect it. Because why do we watch that show?
That's it.
If they were wearing sweatpants,
nope,
we wouldn't be watching. We tune in to see the outfits, the hair, the makeup.
Yes.
So it's truly impressive. And as a Southern woman, I respect a woman who takes her time before she leaves the house.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the game and the hustle.
Did your mother ever leave the house with makeup? Mine never has. Never will.
Without it, you mean?
Without makeup.
Oh, of course. Yeah. My sister, who's very modern, will never leave the house without her hair curled.
Really? Wow.
And she has two fucking kids.
Oh my God.
And I don't know how, because I do it all the time. I don't give a shit. But no, and my mom will never not have red nails and red toes. And if they don't match, you're trash.
Wow.
My mom always has to have her nails done, and she won't go out of the house without makeup on.
Yeah. It's just the way it is.
I think it's different. It's in we were Southern, mm-hmm. and so it's very different for the rest of the country.
Yes.
They just don't do that.
I go to the post office with no makeup. I don't give a fuck, but I left Texas for a reason. That's what I tell people. It's not really my thing.
And also, too, I mean, Texas, yes, Texas is the South. Dallas, though, is its own thing.
Its own thing.
In Texas.
The hair, honey.
Because you go down to Houston. Houston's an international city.
Yeah.
Big old ratted up Gwen Shamblin hair.
And they've got the humidity, which is so hard to deal with.
In Austin, they have more creative and artists. You see people with mm-hmm. more like a natural, but Dallas is just, it's shocking to me that Housewives of Dallas didn't take off well. I just don't think they cast it well, because I know.
They had three seasons, so.
Yeah, but. Considering like other
there's definitely more exciting things going on.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah. Do y'all know about the animation?
No.
Mm-mm.
So, Kardashians.
Yeah.
I've been watching their new show on Hulu.
Yes. Okay.
I am astounded at these women. Their faces are just flawless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know they have the best makeup artists and the best lighting, but there's been rumors about. I know this because I have friends who are directors. It's called beauty animation.
Stop it.
So they go in frame by frame and they hire animators and they animate underneath eyes. They animate pimples out. They animate wrinkles frame by frame.
Oh my God. Do you know how long that would take?
Oh, it does. And it's thousands of dollars. It's very expensive.
Oh my
God. But on my TV, I can clock it. And I've clocked it before because you can kind of see people's under eyes like glitching a little bit.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I don't think Selling Sunset has the budget to do that.
No.
These women are just tied back. They probably all have, y'all heard about the thread lifts?
Yes. Oh, Darcy and Stacey.
They've all been threaded to the gods.
They have a thread,
Yeah, we're all pulled back very tightly.
Christine had face tape or head tape.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier.
That's a thing, too.
I think it's just, I don't know, maybe I would change because I'm vain about beauty and all that, and I'm fine with work and all that. I get Botox and stuff like that. But I don't know. There's a part of me that feels like if I'm on television, I want to be somewhat realistic because I feel a responsibility.
And same.
I'm not judging other people for it. I just couldn't be that snatched.
Yes.
But
fun to be that snatched.
I think I'm in the minority though.
Yeah.
I
would love to have somebody wig tape like snatch me.
Yeah.
but just having it on all the time would be exhausting.
It'd be exhausting. Yeah.
I make it a point when I film myself on my Instagram and stuff. I'll do no filters, or I film myself with no makeup all the time as a contrast to when I do, because I just want to always show people like I'm not as perfect as you may think I am, you know?
Yeah.
Especially because I do a lot of work with natural brands, and they hate over photoshopping and blurring out and face tuning and things like that.
So, Jackie, you mentioned Kardashians.
Yeah.
What else are you watching? Okay. You're pregnant.
Yes.
So, you're probably sitting around some time.
Yes.
Like, reality or scripted, whatever. Yeah.
Okay,
whatever.
So I'd say reality show-wise, I just watched all of Love is Blind Season 2.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, love that journey.
I watched all
of Selling Sunset. Yes. The season 4, I've only watched 2 so far of season 5. It's my insomnia show.
It's so wild.
Right now, because this crazy thing happens when you hit your third trimester. You just stop getting sleep. And it's your body's way of training you for never getting sleep again in your life.
Right, yeah.
And this is something, again, nobody told me. So Exactly.
Yeah.
So I wake up at like 4 and I'm like, well, I'm done for the night. And I just start watching Netflix. I've been watching that. I have been watching the new Kardashian show.
Yes.
Because it's just such a well-oiled machine at this point. It's truly impressive. Just, like I said, their acting lessons have definitely gotten better all the years of reality. It feels real to me. And I'm really into the whole, I'm a huge Blink-182 fan. So, like,
Travis Barker.
This is, you know, they literally will just start to fuck in front of everyone. On the second episode, they went and looked at a house. And the guy's like, and we have vaulted ceiling. And he looks over and they're literally fucking on the couch in front of this realtor.
Courtney's always been the most demure.
Yeah, yeah.
Of all of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he has his hands wrapped around her ass. Yep. And I'm just like, wow.
Wow.
Everything old is new again.
Exactly. Yep,
that's where we are.
And I love that she's going through her emo phase wearing all her black clothes. And just, we've all been that girl who dresses like her boyfriend. You know, if the boyfriend's into this, we'll get it. So I'm just loving this journey for her as, you know, a divorcee, remarried person myself. Mm-hmm. We love a resurrection.
She's finding it for herself.
Yes.
She used to be the most hated and now she's coming back.
Yes.
She's given the younger girls a run for their
money.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw her in person once.
Oh, wow.
And I saw Kim in person once.
Oh, that's a big get.
She's so petite.
Yeah.
She's like 5 feet tall.
They're all very tiny.
Really? Small.
Mm-hmm. Did you see them in like a celeb place or like Gelson's?
No, it was the most random thing. I got invited. Okay. What was the woman who ran for president who was a little kooky?
Marianne Williams.
This was when she was running to be a district representative here.
Okay.
I randomly got invited to this. And I show up on time. I'm like a punctual freak. Mm-hmm. No one in LA is ever on time.
No one showed up.
Empty event. It was an art gallery. No one was there but the press, juice people giving out the juice, and me.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, Kim and Courtney walk in, and they come straight towards me. We make eye contact. I think they think I'm Emma Stone. I'm like, I think they were like, oh, a celebrity. We could talk to her. And I had my like Emma Stone hair. And then I watch their faces slowly realize they don't know me and that I'm a fucking nobody. And then I see them turn. But we got so close. And then Marianne Williams had everybody sit on the floor because there were no chairs. And of course, because
she's Marianne Williamson too.
Yeah. Yeah. This bitch got right behind them because I wanted to see. So I sat about 4 feet away and I clocked everything. I wanted to see the nails, the hair, the clothes. I wanted to see it all.
Did they smell good?
It was fascinating. I actually didn't get a whiff, but just how put together Kim was compared to Courtney. Courtney did not have her nails done. Yep. They were chipped. Clearly, Kim hired a glam for the night.
Totally.
Courtney didn't, which I love. She's like, I got kids, I don't give a fuck. She's always been kind of the chill one in that regard.
Yeah.
But it was just fascinating to see them and just how tiny. Kim is as small as me. Like, she's got tiny little shoulders.
Oh, wow.
She's a tiny little woman.
Yeah. That's why I like at the Met Gala when she was wearing that Marilyn Monroe dress and she was saying she tried to lose weight for it. I'm thinking, you didn't. Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Honey.
No, because Marilyn Monroe was.
The sizes back then were different.
That's true. But
she said she lost, is it 16 pounds in 3 weeks? I mean,
bad
information
that.
To be putting out there.
I
know.
It's so bad. Don't do that for anybody.
No.
That's what we keep saying when we recap Selling Sunset. We keep telling people, y'all, ladies, remember, these aren't real people.
Yes.
Right.
They're not real people.
No.
Emma is not a real person.
No.
She is 29 and she is a large, flightless, prehistoric bird.
I am fascinated by her. She's
Me too.
She's so pretty. that I'm offended. Like, I'm just like, how are you alive?
No. Do you know that?
And she's so tall.
Did you know that her empanadas are $100 a box?
What?
For 18.
Danny Pellegrino bought a box.
Were they before she got on the show? Yes. Or did she jack up the prices?
$99 for 18 empanadas.
That's like, it's like $5.50 per empanada.
We don't know hamburger. And they're hamburger empanadas.
And they're like
vegan hamburger. Yeah.
I kind of want to get them.
We would get them.
I just don't. I don't like buying things ironically unless they're cheap. I'm like,
that's
like,
true.
Yeah, so that's too much.
No. I won't buy ironic unless it's cheap.
No. Yes. I'm not going to spend money for an irony buy.
No.
Yeah, I'm too broke, you know? I'm too frugal.
So
what did he say, though? Were they good?
Oh, I don't know.
No, they were okay.
Yeah.
That's what people had said.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like at the beginning when she was getting off the jet and everything, I'm like, did you really get... You really have that much money from your empanadas?
To fly private. That's what we want to know. Does she really fly private?
She made money in the stock market.
Okay.
When she was like a Reese Witherspoon in election. Her.
She is, yeah.
And I got to say, last season I was kind of like her. This season you will wind up loving her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yep. I'm a fan. I love that you have a Garfield picture. Is that an actual sign by Jim Davis?
Jim Davis, yeah. Jeff Davis Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederate States of America.
Yeah, you mean Jim Davis.
Yes,
yeah,
I hope not. That was actually my husband's mom used to work in the Senate, and I think they had a meeting with him, and she ran in the room and said, will you sign this for my son? And,
oh,
and so I
love
took
Jim
it.
Davis.
I basically stole it from my political in-laws.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Sorry. Yeah. Y'all, she has this gorgeous
Garfield.
Studio.
I love Garfield.
I had so many Garfield books.
Same.
Oh, yeah. We are
Mondays.
The funny bears. We always get along. Did y'all watch the show?
That. Yes.
Okay, because that was like my morning cartoon growing up.
Him and it was Okie, right?
Odie.
Okie, that you're too Oklahoma.
He would always send the cat. Because I remember I had
the cat,
an aunt.
Nermal.
An uncle.
I loved Nermal.
Well, he always would send Nermal to Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
And I only knew. And when my uncle, who at the time worked for Halliburton, got transferred.
to Abu Dhabi?
Duncan, Oklahoma, which was used to be the headquarters of Halliburton. I only know that because my orthodontist was in Duncan. We drive an hour.
Speed it up.
Anyway,
come on.
Okay, sorry.
We got to go.
Anyway, so.
Is this what y'all call gay DD?
Yes. Yeah, okay. No, this is just happens every time there's Oklahoma.
So anyway. He got transferred to Abu Dhabi, and the first thing I told my mama, I said, oh, that's where Nermal goes.
Yeah.
And my mother looked at me like, how?
My son's got problems.
Wow, Abu Dhabi, what a change
Oklahoma. I want to go there.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, they didn't love it, but they moved back quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she's dead now.
Is this Uncle Leonard?
No, this is on my mom's side, okay. My Aunt Karen.
We can't do this, Jackie.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I'm going to tell
another
you
episode.
This now.
I took a little bit about Oklahoma on her bucket.
We cannot do this.
No, we can't. We can't. You know,
we'll start talking about the big McDonald's in Veneta, and it's all over.
Yes,
a beauty
yes.
thing you will appreciate, though, is my Grandma Hazel Jean used to wear this, and
okay.
So now my Aunt Peggy and my Aunt Darla, her daughters, wear it, even though they're not talking to each other, but they all wore Clinique's Aromatic Elixir.
Okay.
I know you know that
of
smell.
Of course.
It takes
me back.
It doesn't?
We were discussing my hymen in my episode. I feel
yes.
a little tinge
yes,
you of my virginity.
Flickering hymen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You just know that. Poodle, I got to tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Okay, so we're gonna jump into probably what you're really excited about. So you watch 90 Day Fiancé very rarely.
I watched the first few seasons.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
before it got bonkers.
I can't even imagine it was bonkers when I watched
it. It's true.
Honey.
Remember the husband that she had owls around the house and
that's
he thought
Luis
they were devils?
Molly. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm familiar.
We're on that season now. We haven't gotten to that part.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
We're watching our favorites that season. I don't remember are David and Evelyn. And she was in New Hampshire.
She's the Mormon. Or no, she was a Christian singer.
Yes.
Who
was such a nightmare with her wedding.
Oh, it's terrible. That and Nicole and Azin.
I feel like she's one of the most iconic characters.
She is.
Right?
She is.
I called her the baby from Teletubbies grown up.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's very true. Which we're not going to talk about, but we went and pulled some screen grabs of some of our 90 Day Fiancé people. And so we're going to pull them up and show you a picture. And we just want to
give us, what are they doing right? What are they doing wrong?
I love
this.
Could
this be better? What do you think they're trying to do?
Last time I did this was during the Democratic debates. And I loved it.
Okay.
I was like, Joe Biden used too much of that apricot St. Ives scrub.
Yes.
I could tell.
Apricot.
Oh,
Pete Buttigieg needed a little Glossier Boy brow. These are the things going through my head.
Okay, we're going to start off. We're going to say some of the good ones. We're going to start off the first. This is Natalie.
This is Natalie.
Okay. Natalie. She's
from Natalie and Mike.
She's from the Ukraine.
Okay.
So
Ukraine. No, you know the.
Oh, yes. She's from, she's from Ukraine. So we are.
Is this the one that became the bodybuilder?
No, that's Anfisa.
Anfisa. I know her. Yes.
I'm going to start off. We're not going to say anything. We just know first thoughts.
She's got the glow.
Yeah.
Honey, she's got the glow down.
Uh-huh.
Honey, she's got that Charlotte Tilbury, the glow recipe, hyaluronic plum serum. There's some glow happening, which is very on trend.
Uh-huh.
We love a gloss.
We think some fillers, too. Do you think fillers or no?
The lips look great, but it's hard to tell because it could just be gloss, and she just could be blessed.
It's gloss everywhere.
There's another picture of her, too.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? We love a lip filler.
I
don't think she's gone too far.
No, I think she does good makeup normally.
Yeah.
Sometimes she will do contouring with her cheeks that's too many. It's very drag queen sometimes.
My thing is, I think a lot of women overdo the eyeliner.
I was going to ask you about her eyeliner with her pale blue eyes.
Yeah, I just think her eyes are so beautiful, and that black is weighing them down as opposed to snatching them up.
So what would you suggest?
I just think a softer line. So instead of lining them with that dark pencil, do a powder.
She loves her dark pencil eyeliner.
And that's a very old school look, and it's aging her. I did a attribute all about the millennial makeover because a lot of us millennial women do our makeup like this, and the younger Gen X or Gen Z. I get lost in the letters.
I get too.
The Z's are doing a softer eye, and it really euthanizes you.
Really?
It rejuvenates. So I think a lighter on the eye makeup. She's stunning and has gorgeous skin.
I just have to say, you said euthanizes.
I'm using that
word. Yeah, I am in love with that. Yeah, yeah. Because it's Y-O-U.
Y-O-U-T-H.
Y-O-U-T-H.
I know.
Euthanize.
I knew exactly what you did. Yes. And I'm like, I love that.
I did not mean put her to sleep like a sick cat.
Don't euthanize.
Don't euthanize with an E.
Don't euthanize. Euthanize.
My butthole just took, because this is been my joy to just talk about 90 Day Fiancé.
I know.
Yeah.
This is my favorite thing.
My just glitched.
Okay, speaking of kind of, let's talk about one of your favorites.
Yes, the Finnish ice queen, Jasmine.
Okay, yes.
Okay, this is Jasmine. Let's see.
Oh, yes, queen. Okay, again, heavy liner.
Yes, very heavy liner.
Heavy liner.
She has, where is it? There's another picture.
That's more of a... Yeah, she's had some fillers.
There's been some filler, yeah. There's been some filler.
We kind of think she's a robot, the way she
is. I am sent here from the future.
Well, here's the thing about filler. Everybody be careful. What I'm starting to hear and see is that filler, they say it dissolves over time. But it doesn't. It just slowly starts to seep around.
So if I'm not a fan of it.
If you put it in your cheeks to give you that kind of snatch like, cheek, it will start to slowly puff you out. And I'm not going to name names, but there are some older women in pop culture that their faces have gotten really wide and flat. And it's because their filler has moved.
Well, I know I shouldn't do this because it just happened, but someone needs to help Ashley Judd.
Oh, that was not good.
I haven't looked.
Because you know, they were showing pictures of her. And it's
not good.
Bad work.
It's just rough because dysphoria is real.
It is real.
And the pressure on women is real.
Yeah,
it is. And real. I just want everyone out there to be really careful, be mindful.
Be diligent.
And honestly, self-acceptance is so important.
Oh.
Like we were discussing on Next View.
Yes.
Radical acceptance is what we call it in my therapy.
Yes.
Radical acceptance. Yes, we're getting age is actually a privilege.
It is.
The fact that we're still here and we're living. And
amen.
We have to just really reprogram our brains and not be worried about every little wrinkle, every little thing.
And we can reprogram our brains. I think sometimes we think it's never going to change.
You absolutely can.
Now, speaking of radical self-acceptance.
Yeah. This is a throwback.
Can't
this
wait.
Character, her name is Devon.
Okay.
And she is very well known for her makeup looks. We should also say she was
definitely loved Twilight as
Twilight.
Yeah, yeah.
She also
definitely
kind of
Team Jacob
has an obsession with like Asian culture.
Okay.
And what is that called? The anime look.
She loves anime.
Harajuku.
Yes,
Yes. But she's from Utah, a Mormon.
She's a Mormon.
Okay. Okay, somebody went to Hot Topic and got the palette there.
Y'all, Jackie's face just did
We're showing her the picture
take.
Of Devon. Y'all know which one it is with those red eye shadow and those red cheeks.
Honey, it looks like she had one color and just said, we're doing an all-in-one. Yeah. We're doing a cheek, an eye, and a lip. And I love that. We love an all-in-one quick routine.
Yeah, you can do that with some NARS orgasm.
You can. There's certain products you can do that, but we need a little more of a blend.
Yeah.
So on the eye, the middle look here with the eye.
Very red eye.
We were discussing you doing Clinique makeup with a Q-tip. This bitch needs she needs some makeup brushes.
It looks like it was a Q-tip,
We need a makeup brush to blend, honey. Just blend until the wrist starts to hurt. Same with that cheek, because the cheek is not blended.
It's giving streak. From Jim and the Holograms.
It's a very Jim and the Holograms look, which is a mood. But I think it would serve her cheekbones and bone structure to actually blend it better.
Yeah, if it looks like someone dipped their dick in blush and then slapped her cheek with it, that doesn't look good.
No, we need...
That's kind of what her cheek looks like.
Yeah, and, you know, it's bold to try and pull off a red and a pink.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that color palette together can be hard. And I respect the artistry, but maybe we tone it down. I think maybe a peachy red lip.
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe this cool toned one, and she'd be set.
These are some of the more restrained looks that Devon has tried to pull off.
And, you know, Devon is an artist. So take this with a grain of salt, because I do respect the artistry.
Speaking of artists, let's talk about someone who is one of probably the most famous beauty influencers. Oh.
She is known. She's a makeup artist.
Yeah.
We refer to her as Shoulders McGee because she always has her shoulders open because they're some of her best assets.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
But here this is Tiffany.
This is Tiffany from a tell-all.
From Tiffany and Ronald.
She's gorgeous.
She beat,
she's
right?
Oh, my God.
She beat, like nose contoured.
Gorgeous. The brows. I love the winged liner.
She
I love the lip.
Doing. She does makeup tutorials
Stunning.
Now.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning. I would wear that exact hair and makeup right now. Oh. Someone come over and do my hair, please.
She's kind of the best of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
She let us
no
talk.
Notes.
Let
I just
talk
wish
about.
She had better choices for men.
Yeah.
Speaking of men,
yes.
I'm so glad I threw this in here.
We're gonna jump on to some. We're not y'all because not only ladies use makeup. Everyone
makeup's
can use
for everyone.
Makeup.
Makeup's
this
for everyone.
This person, his name is Jesse.
Okay.
He's from
Amsterdam.
And
he was the first boyfriend of our queen,
Darcy. Darcy. Mm-hmm. That's why she. And so, what do you think of Jesse's look?
Okay.
This was on national
this
television.
This is the tell-all look.
And
from,
nobody stopped him. Not a single person, like a lighting person, the microphone guy. Nobody said, hey, honey.
Even Sean Robinson said, sure.
He's the host.
It appears.
A lot of bronzer in here.
Yeah. It appears as though the beard area has a foundation that doesn't match the rest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, that could maybe just be he's got the little rosacea. That could be a little skin issue or something. But I feel a neutralizing powder could have helped with that.
Would you wash his face first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have washed, maybe, like I said, do some skincare. You know, his eyebrows are pretty much not happening. Like, yeah, they're blending in with the tan.
I couldn't find a picture of season one of him where he would... I don't know if he got microbladed.
Maybe. It's on site. It's in there. I have there.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Oh, let's find it.
That can really help.
He in that picture, y'all, that was the tell-all. That was when he looked like he'd been in The English Patient wandering in the desert
for several months. He ate ass of an Oompa Loompa.
It's in there. I know I put it in there.
And he probably ate ass properly. He actually, like you said, lifted a cheek and really got in there.
Maybe not. I thought I put that one in there. Maybe not.
No, because there's another one, but you can't really see.
I did. That is the neutral one, so she could see what he normally looks like.
Okay, yeah.
Neutral face.
Great.
Speaking of, so let's talk about Darcy. Let's talk about
our queen.
Her sister, Stacy.
Okay.
Who really, this is a picture of Stacy pre a lot of plastic surgery.
Okay.
And then kind of Stacy now.
Okay.
As a living Bratz doll.
Wait, those are the same person? Are you lying?
No. Same person.
How? I can't even believe you. That, what?
No, that,
what?
That's Stacy with dark hair when she was like in her 20s. And that's Stacy. Stacy really likes a bronze nude lip.
She loves a lot of bronzer.
She's done at least 2 syringes of Restylane in her lips.
Yes.
Or no, I'm sorry. That's Juvederm. Juvederm is where you don't have a line. It's just like the duck bill look. So she's that's old school. That's Juve.
Both the Silvas love lots of
Juve.
Love.
So that's 2 syringes of Juve in the lip. Definitely been doing some self tan.
Yeah. yeah.
And
it's a nice way to put it.
And you know, I do like the brow upgrade because fluffier brows, euthanize.
What's your favorite brow product?
On such a brow journey.
Okay.
Oh,
I think a lot of women
always
have.
Look great,
well,
though.
These there's nothing on them right now. I just saw on Instagram, or I'm sorry, on TikTok, the NYX Stick It, Lick It, Stick It, something like that. I just ordered it, so it'll be here soon.
I love NYX.
No, they make the Lift and Snatch brow pen.
Uh-huh.
It's the tiniest little pen that makes these tiny little hairs.
Oh, wait. That's what you use
the
on your brows.
I would have done. I love
no,
that.
No, that's what you use. That's what I bought, the NYX.
I have light. I have dark hair, but light brows.
You have to fill them in.
So I have
thought about doing microblading, but now he's against it.
Yeah. I did it I did it early again. I'm an early adapter.
Yeah.
I did it in 2016.
Were you glad?
Well, I'm glad, but they say it's semi-permanent. It's not. I'm going to die with this shit on my face and as an old woman warm in my bed. Hopefully.
Oh, it's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they lie.
I don't want that.
It's not semi-permanent. There's no such thing. It's literally a tattoo on your face. So everybody remember that when you do it.
Okay.
That's not what I want.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was told.
Not for the faint of heart.
It's tattooing.
Yes.
Oh, boy. We save the best for last.
Oh.
This is someone who thinks she looks great all the time.
Okay.
This is someone who also, I don't want to already think against this person. But the lip colors that she wears never really work.
Okay.
And we will say something you should know. We've heard, except for one person on 90 Day Fiancé, they have to do their own makeup.
All of it.
Yes, of course.
So this one, her name's Elizabeth. She goes by Libby.
Married to Andre.
They live in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
And so she... very popular 90 Day couple. But
not
she,
really.
She is... Well, no, they are like in the, like a lot of...
Yeah.
They're... Her sisters hate her.
Okay.
Like, she has 2 older sisters that just hate her for being the favorite.
But it's codependent.
But we found out her sister is the one doing her makeup.
Oh,
so we feel like it makes sense.
Wow.
So I'm going to start off with, we're going to have some little more natural. So this is her a little younger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
She has what we call an upside down mouth.
Uh-huh,
like
I see that.
Someone flipped it around.
Yeah.
So what do you
Which could be corrected with liner. You know,
that's
you could
true.
Overline the top lip, underline the bottom.
So this is her with a very dark lip. She likes to do
what do you think
of this look a lot? Very dark lip a lot.
For me, if you're gonna do a bold lip, you can do a lighter eye.
She is the queen of that.
So for this, the eye makeup, again, a very heavy under eye liner.
Mm-hmm.
I would have softened that up a little bit, but we do love a bold lip. I mean, I'm not going to hate a woman for loving a bold lip.
Now, what do you think of, speaking of Yes. The season that her sister really hated her.
Okay, yeah.
And
oh man,
I don't know. I'm gonna zoom. Oh yeah, I can zoom in for you. It's a little, but what happened?
Oh.
It's a very orange lip.
She really does have an upside down mouth.
Yes. She does have an upside down mouth.
You know what? I like the eye.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A bronzy.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Very well blended. The eyebrows look great. They look really symmetrical, which I personally struggle with. Yeah, it's the lip is not right.
It's not.
It's a little too light.
What color would you use on this palette?
I would have done a nude, honey.
A nude.
A nude lip would have been fabulous.
Because this isn't a nude. I think they thought it was a nude, but it's like a
pinky.
Pinky.
That's like what I call pussy pink, like vagina pink, which
and
is
also,
a mood.
Her hair doesn't match anything.
Yeah.
Like she lightened her hair.
The hair is light. Yeah. It could warm her up a little more if the hair was a little warmer toned.
Well, speaking of blending, this is a screen grab of her when she was closed her eyes to roll her eyes because her really hot husband said something about men who's from Moldova.
He's from Moldova.
Said something about men being superior.
And
she
this
goes,
is what
oh
she
my
does.
God. But then they fuck each other. And they're
yeah,
all,
yeah.
Anyway, it's what do you think about this eye blend?
Okay. Okay.
I wish you could see Jackie's face right now,
you know,
everybody.
So her sister hates her.
Yeah.
Yeah. The brows are my first issue. Brows are hard.
They're struggle
with them myself. This color is not good for the brow. It's a cartoon. And they're not blended well either.
No.
We got to do some cleanup. You got to do some get that micellar water on a Q-tip, honey, and clean those lines. That was not done. But no, this is not blended. Again, honey, get some brushes. Everybody listening that does makeup, okay, invest in a set of brushes. Now, you don't have to invest a lot of money. There's a lot of cheaper options. $30 for a set. It will change the game. An artist needs their tools.
What's a good starter set of brushes?
Tools. Oh, there's so many. There is a company called...
Look it up. Yeah.
How do you pronounce this?
Oh, Libby.
Oh, no.
No, do it.
What is it?
I think there's some Chantel if you want to show. Or we can be done.
Oh, God, I don't remember. There's so many. All those brands that we just discussed on Natchbute, ColourPop, Hip Dot... They all have a cheap brush set, everybody.
Okay.
Go look and get them and invest.
All right. We're just going to show.
Danielle, too.
Yeah. We're going to end on. This is the glow up.
That is the glow up.
So we're going to show you
two
pictures.
You're like, which one's the glow up?
This is Danielle.
I found it, by the way, just so everybody knows. Yeah. It's La Butte Soie, and it's a... AAPI woman-owned brand.
Yeah.
And they make incredible brushes. They use the Korean brush cutting system, and they're just so affordable and cute, and they have great little sets. I'm looking right at them. Look how cute.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, look at that.
And they're affordable, and they're really high quality as long as you take care of them. La Butte Soie. Sweet?
Is there an E?
S-O-I.
La Beauté Soie.
Look at you.
There we go.
Okay, fancy.
French. Fucked a lot of French guys.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
when he
was in France. Oui.
Okay.
Lots of oui-ouis.
One of the most famous, Danielle and her, they're not married now.
Yeah, yeah.
Anymore, but this is on her wedding day of Danielle and Muhammad.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
I'm familiar with these characters.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
She's going to have to swallow something there.
This was a wacky story.
Yeah.
This was one of the wackiest
That's a nice
ones
way to put
that
it.
I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we love an Auburn.
Okay.
I will never hate on an Auburn
let's
hair
start
queen.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A side bun pony look.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She's very natch.
Yeah.
Her eyebrows are great. I wish I had eyebrows like that.
They're
I wish
very
I hadn't
full.
Destroyed them.
So
yeah,
you're
yeah.
into the, because sometimes I feel like her eyebrows look like woolly mammoths at top of her eyes. But
they're very full, and she could cut them back a little.
But not so. But you get
don't
scared.
Shave them off.
But at the same time, like those are enviable brows, to be honest.
Okay. Do you believe in now that people are doing the things to grow your brows? Do those work?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Well, for me, they don't. My follicles are dead. They've been dead since the 90s. I've tried everything you can possibly imagine, and nothing has. Like I said, I had my eyebrows tattooed on 6 years ago, and they still have no hairs growing out of where I have them tattooed because my fucking follicles are dead. So I don't think they do.
Okay.
But people love a castor oil.
They do.
Yeah.
All of
we
that.
Love new brow.
Has anybody ever done, you know, we do this for men. Could you do hair transplants to your brows?
Yes.
Shut
Jen
up.
Jen Atkin did one. You know, Jen Adkin, who has Way, started Way, the hair brand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had eyebrow transplants. There's a guy named Dr. Champagne.
Oh my God, Dr. Champagne.
Yeah, yeah. And I tried to get him on Attribute once.
Did it work?
No. Well, here's what happens sometimes. I get pitched, and then I write back, and then they go, I need to see your numbers. And I'm like, why would you pitch me, bitch? You pitched me.
No. But okay? Did the eyebrow transfer work on her?
Yeah, but look at them.
Okay.
All I got to say is... they grow in all different directions.
Oh.
They grow in all different directions.
Wow.
So proceed with caution, everybody.
Okay.
But those eyebrows were great. And we love a natural queen. She clearly is very natch there. Yes.
Well, now look, this is her, Danielle, after a... So basically she has these three girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Jake thinks they're witches.
They are basically... They're pretending to be her friends to resurrect their dark lord.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what he thinks.
Because they will, at the very moment she climaxes, when she hasn't had sex for a while, they'll slit her throat, and her blood will bring back their dark lord, Adrian Malveaux.
Okay.
And so they're just wanting
Someone's put a lot of thought into this.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, yeah. It's tinfoil hat stuff. So but what she still hasn't had sex yet.
So she recently was on The Single Life, and she was dating again, kind of on her own. So what do you think of this glow up, Danielle's glow up?
Okay. Cute.
We liked the hair. Yeah. We liked.
She looks confident. That's the thing. She looks happy and confident.
Okay.
In this photo, she's giving confidence. She's giving, I'm a new woman. And I'm never going to trash a lady because look at that.
Yeah.
Honey, that didn't come in a bottle.
Amen.
That didn't come in a cream.
It did not come in a bottle. And actually, we just forgot one. I want to show her the before and after of Debbie's glow up.
Yes.
We forgot it. We'll do that.
That's
and then
a
we'll be
good one.
Then we'll be finished with that. Okay. You gotta see.
This is incredible.
Okay. This is Mother Debbie.
Everyone I grew up with's mom's name's Debbie.
Debbie's got a mole in her face.
The mole's name is Pee-wee. That's what we call it. Okay. And she didn't remove the mole. So she's known as being one of the bossy, most tyrannical mothers on 90 Day.
Okay.
Colt's
from
mother.
Colt and Larissa.
Okay.
So what do you think of this glow up of Mother Debbie?
Wow.
Doesn't look the same person.
So, because she's dating now. So she
looks so much younger.
We're showing her a picture of short hair Mother Debbie versus long hair red. Like,
20 years younger.
Yeah.
Really? We think it's a great glow up.
Oh, no. I love an arched brow. It's giving Ursula.
It is.
You know, it's giving Ursula.
Sexy Ursula.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like, we love a snatched arched brow.
Yeah.
The brow is awesome. The mole is giving. It's giving Cindy Crawford. I mean, I love the mole.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Don't go murder a drifter, Pee-wee.
All right.
Again, we love an Auburn queen.
I love an Auburn queen.
I love that style.
Anyone listening out there who's feeling a little lackluster, or maybe you're going through a transition in life and you're looking for something, go red. I just feel
good
it's...
Good suggestion.
Everyone should at least try it once, right? It's like anal.
Agreed. It is like
or
anal.
You might really love it.
Or keep trying until... You like it.
There you go.
You know, she did a thing.
Maybe you need to find your shade.
Yeah.
Maybe
you know?
Your shade.
Exactly. That's what I did.
You said, too, that she's had some Botox. She's talked about that. So
she
looks
really good. Her skin looks gorgeous.
I think that,
she's
too.
She's much more happy, too.
And the confidence in the eyes. I'm telling you, that doesn't come in a bottle.
And she did a dark lip with just kind of a dark eye with a neutral lip.
Yes.
That's a win.
That's the key.
That's a win for us. I always say.
What does Coco Chanel say? Take one accessory off.
Take one thing off.
What do I say?
Take one thing off of the
face.
What do I say on our show?
We were raised in the same area, you know?
Jackie, this has been so much fun.
Oh,
we've been wanting to do this for a while.
A long, long time.
And it's so interesting how our worlds intersect.
Yes.
And the world of reality television and beauty, and they're all weirdly connected.
Yes.
Yeah, they really are.
Well, honestly, self-care and beauty are in every facet of every world and profession. I interview scientists on Attribute, and I always discuss this with them. It's everywhere.
So that and we'll kind of end on this question because I meant to ask this earlier and it popped up. So you already were into beauty and you were in this world, but what has doing Natch Butte, doing all these interviews and talking with experts, what's kind of, I know there's many, but what's maybe like one or two takeaways that have changed your perspective about beauty?
Well, it's so deeply personal. Mm. That's number one.
Okay.
So do whatever the fuck makes you confident, like these women in these photos.
Yeah.
And if it's something that other people aren't doing, a product nobody else uses, or just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, sunscreen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amen.
I never wore sunscreen at all until sadly, pretty recently in my life. Mm. And I just wish we all grew up in the 90s in Texas where my mom would cover herself in baby oil and lay out.
Yes. Cousin Kelly just would use Crisco. Yes. She'd use Crisco. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it was a different time.
Roast chicken.
If you're going to waste any of your precious hard-earned cash, honeys, on skincare, if you're not wearing sunscreen every day, you're throwing your money in toilet. Yep. So you have to wear daily sunscreen. You have to. I don't care where you are if you're listening to this in fucking Alaska.
I know, because Jake will say, like, wait, you're wearing sunscreen? You just came over to my house. And I'm like, but all that that little 5 minutes of driving in the sun, that all adds up.
I guess my moisturizer has it in it. That's why.
It should. Most people's do. But or a BB cream or whatever you want
to
use.
Just, you have to protect your skin from the sun. That's it. And build a routine as comfortable as you want from there. But just if you're not wearing sunscreen, you're doing anything you do isn't going to work.
You're throwing it away.
It's the best thing you can do for yourself.
I love that. Tell everybody, tell her they can find, because you have your Instagram. Where can they find
you? Natch Bew is on Thursdays, new eps. And again, if you're just now finding Natch Bew, I have 300 episodes for you to start all the way at the beginning. I'm going on maternity leave. So at the end of May, I will be releasing guest hosted episodes for a few months. Woo-hoo! So some of my favorite comedians, people you all know and love, are going to be guest hosting and interviewing people. So it'll be fun. It's going to be a fun summer. I'm going to be off the mic.
Yes.
Breastfeeding, wishing I could get Botox.
Bonding with the baby.
Bonding, skin to skin, all of those things, honey.
Skin to skin.
Wearing that baby around.
And so is it just, spell it out for everybody so they can find it on Instagram.
NatchBeaut.
Natch Beaut.
Yes. Check it out, honey.
Jackie Johnson.
This has been wonderful. Thank you so much, Jackie.
And it just, it's just so wonderful.
Episode of Natch Beaut, we had the best time. It was so fun.
And it's just wonderful to see a friend succeeding.
Same.
I know.
We've seen how hard you work.
We talked about this on Natch Beaut. I've known y'all for so long. I was like, I had wet amniotic fluid behind my ears. I had just come out of the womb. And we've all had such crazy jobs and careers and ups and downs.
It's a weird journey.
I find out y'all have this podcast empire and you're touring, and it's just so fun and wonderful. And the fact that we're all here right now, motherfucker.
I know. We did it.
Gratitude. We did it.
Moment.
Gratitude.
All right, everybody. On that note, find your gratitude moment today. And find that beautiful. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining in our collabs, and keep going, queens.
Bye.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.